Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
听众朋友好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学节目，我是 Oliver， 和我搭档的是 John。 Hello John。
Hello Oliver。 Well, on BBC Learning English today, we're going to talk about suburbia.
John, what's that?
Well, suburbia is a place where some people live.
So it's in the town?
No.
It's in the countryside?
No.
So if it's not in the town and not in the countryside, where is it?那我们要谈的究竟是什么样的地方呢？既不在城里，也不在乡村，到底是在哪儿呢？ John, please help.
Okay. Well, there's a place that you'll find on the edge of most large towns before you get to the countryside. It seems like the countryside, but it also has the feeling of being in a town. That area has a name. Suburbia. Suburbia.
Suburbia. 市郊，郊区。对了，这就是我们今天节目当中要为您介绍的地方，介于城镇和乡村之间的区域，市郊、郊区 ，suburbia。
In Britain, suburbia has a particular significance, particular social significance. For some people, it represents a haven of peace, a peaceful place, and a place that's safe, secure, and predictable.
对于英国人来讲，在介于城市和乡村之间的地方生活有着特别的文化意义， a special cultural significance. So, what makes suburban in Britain interesting then?
Well, according to some British historians, life in suburbia can tell us something about what sort of a society Britain is.
没错，让我们先来快速地回顾一下历史。英国的历史学家们 British historians认为郊区生活能够告诉我们一些关于英国社会的发展和变迁。 It has something to tell us. 从上个世纪二十年代甚至是更早的时候开始，人们对乡村生活产生了兴趣。他们在经历了迅速的工业化的城市里边已经住够了， Rapidly industrializing. 特别是各种各样的污染让他们想离开城市，寻找一种新的平静的生活。 They wanted a more peaceful life in the country
But they didn't want to be too far away from the towns. They wanted all the conveniences of town life, like the shops, cinemas and sports facilities, but they wanted to be in the countryside too.
我们可以用这句话来表达这个意思，就是 they wanted the best of both worlds. 鱼与熊掌都想要。人们希望最好的城市生活，同时也希望最好的乡村生活。他们希望既能够享受到城市生活的便利 The conveniences of town life， 也能够享受到乡村生活的宁静和自由。
People wanted to have their own property and a bit of land as well. But some people say suburbia produced a strange kind of person. Neither a town dweller nor a country personThey were without an identity.
没错，居住在郊区的人们既不是城里人 ，a town dweller， 也不是乡下人 ，nor a country person. 他们是一群难以界定的人 ，without an identity.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Yes, this is BBC Learning English with John and Oliver.Today, we're talking about suburbia.
Suburbia, 市郊、郊区，人们居住的介于城镇和乡村之间的区域，在英国这样的地方非常多。
We spoke with Deborah Saunt, she's an architect from South London, and Rowan Pelling, a journalist from Cambridge, about their views of suburbia. What did they think of it? Did they like it?
Deborah Saunt 是一名建筑师。Rowan Pelling 是一名记者，我们采访了这两名对郊区生活也很有心得的专业人士，让我们听一听他们对郊区生活的看法。 Do they like it?
Here's Rowan first. What does she think of suburbia?
This is ghastly sanitization of everything in the suburbs, and you feel that it's a terrible, terrible compromise between the country and the excitement of urban living. And in fact, you know, actually the very real dangers of living in the countryside, where you do have this unpredictable environment where nature can grab you, rivers and, you know, farming accidents, all this sort of thing. It's this place for timid, dull people. And actually one of the worst things is that we all like to fantasise about the suburbs and pretend that there's all this kind of incredibly exciting stuff going on. And we hope it's David Lynch, we hope it's Desperate Housewives. But we can't better look at the real fact that it's just terminal dullness.
Oh dear, I don't think Rowan likes suburbia.
I think you're right, Oliver. And I can see what Rowan means, because I grew up in suburbia.
So you've got experience of it. John 就是在郊区长大的，所以说他非常有发言权。So John, what did you think of suburbia?
Well, I felt it was a very safe place, but it was boring, Oliver. There were lots of nice people, but were they interesting? No, they were not. They weren't interested in anything except themselves, and they weren't interested in what was going on in the world around them.
John 告诉我们，他认为在郊区生活很有安全感。It felt safe. 但是生活在那里的人们都很闷。The people were boring.
Rowan, I think, felt the same way. She said there, there was a ghastly sanitization of everything.
死气沉沉的 A ghastly sanitization 另外 Rowan 还说选择郊区生活就是一个巨大的牺牲和妥协 A terrible compromise 因为你可能在牺牲掉五光十色的城市生活的同时也没有能够得到太多的乡村生活的宁静和自由
Yes, a terrible compromise Too much of a compromise, really, between the country and the excitement of urban living. She said the people were timid.
羞怯的
Dull.
没意思的呆滞的
There was a terminal dullness.
迟钝到了顶点听起来 Darwin 真的是非常不喜欢郊区生活啊 John.
Across China. 聪明的学习方式 This is the BBC.
So, who does like suburbia? Surely someone must.
没错，我们采访了住在伦敦南部的 Deborah Sunt. 她是一名建筑师 ，an architect.
She says suburbia has changed, and the image we have of it is now out of date.
Deborah 认为人们应该改变对郊区的看法了，因为随着时间的发展，郊区已经不再是以前的样子了，而是变得更好了。让我们先来听一听他是怎么说的。
Suburbia doesn't really exist. I mean, we just have these incredibly accessible urban environments. You know, I can live in Clapham, 2 miles from Hyde Park, and call it a suburb because I get easy access to the city by bicycle and to the countryside, you know, in the form of Clapham Common. I have friends who run global businesses from suburban environments, you know, fit women in particular. I think we must accept that for today's woman, living in suburbia is fantastic.
So what Deborah is saying is that suburbia has changed. She uses a different term for that. Remember what that was, Oliver?
Yes, incredibly accessible urban environments. 相当强的城市感觉，非常方便。
In her suburb, Clapham, Deborah can have easy access to the city by bicycle.
她可以非常容易地骑自行车进城 easy access.
But there is countryside nearby,Clapham Common is nearby.
同时他想到附近的乡村去也非常的容易。
And Deborah believes that today's suburbia is particularly good for women.
She says that suburbia is fantastic for women. 郊区生活对女性特别的好。她就认识很多女性经营着全球化的生意但是却住在郊区。Suburban environments.
Across China. 聪明的学习方式。This is the BBC.
So let's go back over what the differences are between town, countryside and suburbia. Here's Rowan again. If you moved from town to country, what differences would you notice? What is a town like? And what about suburbia?
You get a kind of hostility that masks friendliness. They look at you, they stare at you, and then actually they bring around the apple pie. Whereas in a city, everyone just ignores each other. But in the suburbs, I think there's a kind of faint veneer of friendliness where people sort of say hello over the hedge, but it actually masks a tendency for outright hostility where they're just waiting for you to do something wrong.
Rowan 说，和住在郊区的人接触时，一开始你可能会觉得他们比较冷淡，但是实际上他们都非常的友善。Hostility that masks friendliness. 在城里，人们都是互不相干的。Everyone ignores you in the city. 但是他说，在郊区也有另外一种假惺惺的亲密。A faint veneer of friendliness. 人们都在等着看你的笑话呢。People are just waiting for you to do something wrong.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式。
This is the BBC.
Well, let's just go over some of the words we've heard today, shall we? We've been talking about suburbia.
郊区，市郊。
Town.
城镇。
Countryside.
乡村。
The best of both worlds.
两边得意。
The convenience of town life.
便捷快利的城市生活
Ghastly sanitization
死气沉沉的
A terrible compromise
巨大的牺牲和妥协
Urban living
城市生活
Hostility
敌意不友善的
Okay, well, we've been talking about suburban life with our experts Deborah and Rowan. And if you want more help with your English learning, have a look at our websiteYou'll find that at www.bbcchina.com.cn.
我们的网址就是 www.bbcchina.com.cn. 在那里你可以找到很多对你学习英语有帮助的材料。今天的节目就到这里，我们再见吧。
Bye!
This is ghastly sanitization of everything in the suburbs, and you feel that it's a terrible, terrible compromise between the country and the excitement of urban living. And in fact, you know, actually the very real dangers of living in the countryside, where you do have this unpredictable environment where nature can grab you, rivers and, you know, farming accidents, all this sort of thing. It's this place for timid, dull people. And actually one of the worst things is that we all like to fantasize about the suburbs and pretend that there's all this kind of incredibly exciting stuff going on, and we hope it's David Lynch, we hope it's Desperate Housewives. We can't better look at the real fact that it's just terminal dullness.
Suburbia doesn't really exist. I mean, we just have these incredibly accessible urban environments. You know, I can live in Clapham, 2 miles from Hyde Park, and call it a suburb because I get easy access to the city by bicycle and to the countryside, you know, in the form of Clapham Common. I have friends who run global businesses from suburban environments, you know, fit women in particular. I think we must accept that for today's woman, living in suburbia is fantastic.
You get a kind of hostility that masks friendliness. They look at you, they stare at you, and then actually they bring around the apple pie, whereas in a city, everyone just ignores each other. But in the suburbs, I think there's a kind of faint veneer of friendliness where people sort of say hello over the hedge, but it actually masks a tendency for outright hostility where they're just waiting for you to do something wrong.
Across China.
Across China.
聪明的学习方式
This is the BBC.